Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With Snooki and Joey.
Come on!
Okay. Yo, hello. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to What's Happening with Snooki and Joey. We decided to play that song, you guys, because we have survived COVID. We are out of our quarantine and we did it, squirrel. We did it.
Oh my God. It's what a long road.
How are you feeling up to date?
I currently have PCSD, post-COVID stress disorder. And I'm like, I feel better now. I go back for my like final doctor appointment in the morning, and I should be rearing to go. I mean, I feel better. I haven't had to take any pills. I don't have a fever. My cough has gone away. I think I did it, guys. I think we beat it.
Yes, I'm definitely feeling back to normal, and I've been working out like crazy and getting back to my routine. So, I'm just so glad it's done and over with, and the kids are almost ready to go back to school. But the real question is, because everybody wants to know, and also, Joey, you have to do fucking stories because everyone thinks you're dead. Always on stories. You're not doing any stories, like talking, saying, "Hey guys," like everyone thinks you died.
I know. I'm so depressed. Sorry.
Oh, get over it. Like it's springtime. We're alive. Be fucking happy. But everybody wants to know, how is your biche?
Oh my God. Okay. So my biche, after I burnt it with the Vicks vapor machine that the stranger sent me.
Freak.
First of all, when I went down there, like I automatically, before like my burns really healed, and I went and shaved all of my pubes off. So I already looked like a newborn, like all like I had like a diaper rash. That's what it looked like. I was like newborn with like my biche was all bald. And my bolitas were red, and they had grease all over them from my like my ointments and stuff. So it was really disgusting. And then all of a sudden, everything started to harden up and scab up. So my dick became like purple black, and there was skin all over it, all over that. And I had like pishkadil skin that like it was scabbing off. So then finally, like I started picking at it, like, and things are sort of shedding. So I shedded like a cobra down there, and I'm revealed, and I'm like a teenage girl again. I'm smooth as a button.
So it probably looks so small.
Yeah, of course it does. But it's like,
it looks like a little pecker.
Yeah, a little pecker. It looks like a baby had a diaper rash, but the skin is better than ever now because it's like all shed and smooth. I guess it was just like burned just enough to like a chemical peel because everything is so soft and smooth. And there's no scars, thank God. No scars, thank God. but, you know, I guess, and also I haven't pleasured myself in over 3 weeks because, you know.
Ew. So when it does happen, it's going to be euphoric.
I know. I was sick from the COVID, Marie. And then I burned my pishkadil in half. So I didn't have a chance to pleasure myself. And I also have no desire because I haven't been taking my testosterone replacement pills and injections. But my dick's back and better than ever, I just say.
Rearing to go.
Rearing to
go. Well,
so
thank you for that update. Everyone has been praying for, you know, a speedy recovery, but also for your beach.
Did I start drinking? When was the last time you had a drink?
I'm so excited. So I really wanted to try and have a drink tonight because, you know, it's probably been 3 weeks and that's like pretty long for us, I feel. Yeah. And Capolar, you brought me all those Capolars. I literally have like 8 bottles downstairs, and I really want to try some wines, but at the same time, it's like, what's the point? Because I can't freaking taste still. Yeah, can you taste?
I can't taste 100%, but pardon.
Ew.
Sorry. It's just still festering.
Everyone put your masks on.
Excuse me. I can't taste fully. It's not full. Like where, what part, if you have to pick a part in your tongue that the taste is gone, where mine is like directly in the center. If you put like a circle in the center of my tongue, that's where I can't taste anything. Like the tip I can and the sides I can.
What?
But I can't taste just in the circle in the middle, it feels like.
Bitch, my whole tongue is numb. I can't taste anything. Everything is air that I'm eating.
Really? Like nothing? You can't even get a hint of what it is?
No. Like okay. I even tried Doritos because Doritos has a lot of spices in it. And I couldn't taste it. But I could tell what, I knew what it tasted like. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's what I have, I think.
But it doesn't make sense.
I can definitely taste more than I used to. I got some of it back, but it's not 100%. Like, I can't, like, you know, I wouldn't be able to do, like, an ingredient taste test where, like, you know, a blind taste test of, like, spices and stuff. But I can definitely taste things more than I used to. So,
that's good.
Yeah, I've been trying to eat.
So that's why I was like, I don't even know if there's a point in me having wine because, you know, I haven't drank it for 3 weeks and my first glass, I want to be able to like taste all the notes.
Yeah.
And I want to be dramatic and like pretend I'm at a like a wine tasting. And, you know, the fact that I can't taste, I mean, I don't think I can taste the wine. It's going to taste like toilet water.
Yeah. I mean,
when do you plan on drinking?
Well, I plan today because, it's Friday and I just found out today. I'm really pissed off. I was all excited because today I get my clean bill. Hopefully I get my clean bill of health from the doctor and everything's good to go. And then I'm in Drag Race on Friday. So I was so excited. So I was like, oh my God, yes, I get to watch Drag Race. I'm gonna have a glass of wine. I finally feel better. You know, my quarantine ended a few days ago and, you know, I haven't seen anyone. So like, maybe I'll, you know, see someone. And then I found out that Drag Race is doing a fucking COVID Marie special to this tonight. It's not even a real episode. It's like a documentary about.
Oh, I hate that when you're so excited for your show when you look forward to it all week and then it's not even fucking on.
I have post traumatic COVID disorder because about seeing people now. It's like, you know, even though we had our antibodies and stuff and like we had it, I don't believe it for a second that I can't get it again. Cause that was like, that could have went one or two ways. Like we could both been dead right now. Like literally it takes healthy people all the time and just throws them in the hospital and like, and they just never come out. It's like, it could have went really, really, really a lot worse than it did. And right. I'm terrified that just terrified of giving it to someone or have it just, it's, aren't you scared to like go back into real life again?
I mean, yeah, but also, I trust our doctors that we're not going to infect people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very scary and weird. And I feel like, you know, I'm definitely scared to like see my mom. Like my mom wants to see me, my yeah. parents, and I'm kind of scared to see them still, even though like we're cleared.
Poppy has his second vaccine. Lear got
one. Oh my God, my dad just got his second vaccine.
Oh, good. So they should, and then Poppy, Lear got one vaccine. She's going to get a second one. I can't get an appointment. If anyone knows, has an in at the place, I would like a vaccine because I'm old and fat. So if you can get me an appointment or you have the vaccine at your office, let me know and Nicole will pay top dollar for it.
Oh, okay. It's happening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and espresso martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
enough about COVID, Marie, because I feel like it's been our life for the past like 3 weeks. Oh. So I want to talk to you guys about some exciting news. I know you guys saw on our stories, our Crusaders, that we are doing a live podcast show. You guys, March 12th. And I just feel like we definitely have missed being on the road and calm down road. But we had such a good time killing it with our podcast shows, AC, Boston. Where else did we go? Morristown. You guys were all amazing. So we definitely, you know, just want to try and do what we can right now. And that's going to be a virtual podcast, and we're going to do it in my basement, I think by the bar or something.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so much fun. And we're basically going to do like our full show that we usually do on stage. And we are also doing VIPs, like a meet and greet. So obviously, like, you're not meeting us like person to person, but you guys will be able to FaceTime me and Joey one on one, and we'll have our drinks and we can chat and kiki. And so we're trying to make it work. We're excited.
It's gonna be fun. It's a new development we're doing. It's called, what is it called? Looped. And it's fun because they, for the meet and greet, you can meet us and you can all, it also records it for you. So you can send you a link of it. So you have it. So it's almost like videotaping the whole time. Yes. You get to keep that with that. And then everyone's asking, like, when you buy a VIP ticket like that for the meet and greet, does that automatically give you a ticket to the show?
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
But you know, I'm so excited because we can do all the things we normally do.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
I know. We have to change it up a little bit for now because we haven't had our show curriculum. We're going to have to sit down and do a whole new show for you guys with some good stuff that you love for the live show as well. We're going to keep that in there. We're also going to recreate Angelina's wedding speech and redo it with strippers and Uncle Nino.
Yas, queen. So you guys can go get your tickets at loopslive.com/Snooki and Joey. And it'll tell you all the details there. I think it starts at 8 p.m.
Eastern. And then it's live. So whatever time it is at your house at that time. And then the meet greet is going to be after. And tickets are really affordable this year. So that's why we want to be able to have everyone, you know, join it. You don't have to leave your house, but you do have to bring your own wine. So just get a bunch of wine, invite your friends over. Yep. Mm-hmm. And
make sure you go and get Capolar so we can all be drinking Capolar together. Yeah. And we just found out that we sold over 400 tickets already. So we have a lot of Crusaders already in the building.
How fun.
It's going to be a hot mess.
Wait. I can't wait. You know what I can't wait to see? I can't wait to see like the house parties of like all the Crusaders fucked up and like messy, watching us getting bombed on that Friday night and just like, and wiling out along with us, dressed up like us, have fun, have parties with it, and then do our meet and greets, say hi to us, and then wile out and black out for the rest of the day. It's going to be just like old times. And what a fun platform that they have, because we're able to do all this stuff and it just makes it so easy and everyone feels like they're right at back of the show.
Yes. So you guys get ready, mark it on your calendars, March 12th, 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at Looped, and it's going to be a great show. You're going to like what you see.
Yeah. LoopedLive.com /Snooki and Joey to get your tickets now. And I think this is a pre-sale. I think the tickets are cheaper now. And I think later on, closer to the date, they get more expensive. So yeah, if you're a bargain bitch like me, girl, get them.
Yeah, so we love you and we can't wait for that. And I just wanted to do some shout outs because I ended up going to my P.O. box and I got some stuff. So there's nothing for you. Sorry, Squirrel.
Great.
And nothing for you, Glen Coco. So I got a really, really cute tumbler. It's like a Starbucks tumbler, you know, the clear tumblers. And she put this foil. It's like a hot pink foil leopard print. It's so freaking cute. And I use my Starbucks cups all the time with like lemon water and shit like that. So it's from Adriana. You are amazing. She wanted us to shout out her small business on Instagram. So her Instagram is Liz Lee Creations. So I would love you guys to follow her. It's LIZLEE Creations. She makes the cutest Starbucks tumblers. I'm obsessed with mine and I can't wait to put, you know, my waters or my wines in it. But then so I was doing a story. I showed you guys how I was redoing my artwork on my wall in my office. And I ended up getting two pictures. And I wanted the pictures to be of myself because I know a lot of people like draw shit. So I wanted artists to draw May. And one is Lee Bain Society. He did a gorgeous one of me. I just put it on my story. So that's at Bain Society. And then this other girl, she sent me stickers of myself. And she also did two portraits. So one of me.
Oh my God.
And it has the proof.
I saw that. How cute.
Yeah, so one, it has me with the poof and the duck phone coming out of it. And then one with me in Italy wearing Mike's neck brace so I can get out of work. So I just want to shout her out right now because it is amazing. Hold on, I have to like open it. But you guys can send us some stuff if you want us to shout you out or your business on our podcast. So our address is, what is it?
P.O.
Box 3. Florham Park, New Jersey 07932. Just send it there and we will get it. So the two other drawings that I have is from Sean L. Moore. So he's at Sean Sart account. I think I said that right. So thank you, Boo. You are amazing. And we love getting goodies and we also love supporting small businesses. So you guys, you can send us whatever you want. Don't send us a bag of dicks, but definitely send us stuff that you guys make. And we'll shout you out here on our famous podcast.
On our platform.
At our Emmy award-winning podcast.
I know. I love that. Well, how exciting. Wait, you borrowed the neck brace from Mike and that thing? I thought you wore because you hit the cop in the car.
No. So remember how Mike got into a fight? So this is I forget what season it was, but it was Italy. And Mike ended up getting into a fight with Ron. And remember how he ran into the wall and hit his head? Yeah. So then that's how we got the neck brace. And then I stole it because I was faking an injury. So I didn't have to go to work.
What did you say was wrong with you?
I just said my neck really hurt. And he was like, all right, go home. And then I just went to the bar.
Oh my God. That's fair.
Y'all's queen.
That's so much fun. Wait, did you see there's a new, what's his name? Andy Cohen's hosting a new show on the E! Channel. He's hopping the pond over the E! Channel. It's about reality stars and about the upbringing of reality and how all the shows. Did he an interview for that or no?
No, I didn't even know he had a new show. Do tell.
I know. So it's called Reality Something. And basically he starts it off by interviewing the first Real World cast.
Obsessed
20 years ago, and then the Kardashians do a little thing, and then the girls next door, and there's like all these reality shows. I can't imagine they didn't have you guys on.
So rude.
I know.
Rude. Andy doesn't like us, I swear.
Really?
I get that vibe. I don't know. I feel like,
why are you filming Jersey Housewives right now with the cast?
You wish.
Why are you doing coke with G in the bathroom then?
Oh my God, stop, what a sin.
So if you haven't been watching, I know I never watch, and I don't normally talk about the Housewives because I never watch them. I've never sat down and watched a full real season ever, I think, except for Beverly Hills, because I really like Beverly Hills and Lisa Vanderpump, and I like that kind of those kind of girls. I never watched Jersey though fully.
Oh, you don't like Jersey Girls?
No, I do, but I never saw. I always watched the like reruns here and there, and I never sat down and watched a whole full season. I always saw like the crazy, you know, table flippings and things, all the episodes I saw, but I never really sat down and watched a season. So I said, you know, why not? Why not? I'm home. I'm home anyway. Let me just check it out because it started last week and I wanted to see what it was about. And it started off with a bang. Teresa, I told you, she was going around out of nowhere, just telling everyone that the birthday boy was has sex at the gym with strangers. And then the other lady, the wife of that man, his name's Evan, I found out. Her name's Jackie, the wife. And that's when when she confronted Jackie and Teresa got in a fight because Jackie was like, why were you saying this about my husband? Say it's not true. And she's like, and they started fighting. And then that's when Jackie said, Gia, who was Teresa's daughter, what if I said, Teresa's, Gia's doing coke in the bathroom at parties. And then it all went up downhill from there. Everyone started wilding out and fighting. But the media was making, you know, Gia always gets the bad rap on the internet with like memes and stuff. They have like memes of her singing and like, you know, all these other things with her daughters. But it really set the tone for the gay community about doing coke in the bathroom. So there's like so many memes about it. And I've just been flourishing with them.
Yeah.
But I did watch.
Did you ever do coke in the bathroom?
Yes, I have. Not at a party.
Trash.
Not at a Jersey Housewives party. But it's a really good season. I'm really excited. They went to Lake George this week, and remember we went there? We also had some Real Housewives style drama when we went to Lake George.
Oh my God, we did. So I have to say though, I love Lake George. It's beautiful. Yeah. If you guys never been and you're like around the areas where you could drive,
stand around
drive there. Oh my God, it's gorgeous, especially in the summer. Obviously, you guys got to go to Lake George.
Do you remember we went to that? We went to the escape room, but we also went to the haunted house, and that woman was talking with a fancy accent.
Oh my God, yes. And then she like, kept whoa. Like,
she was talking like a vampire, like, yeah. I want to suck your blood right this way. And Cole's like, why?
And me and Joey were so immature, we kept laughing at her.
Like, why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
We had a good old time there. But yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do in the world is take like a driving trip somewhere where you just rent an Airbnb. Leah and I do this all the time. We get an Airbnb and we just like stay there for like the week.
You do.
Yes.
It's happening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and espresso martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's happening.
Mamas, it's happening. We are doing a live podcast show and we want you guys to come and join us for a live taping. It's going to be amazing. It's happening and it's going on at Loops. So you guys can join the fun for the taping of our show. And then afterwards, we'll be chatting with you guys live, all of our VIPs. We are doing a one-on-one video calls over on the Looped app. So you guys have to download the Looped app. Tickets are on sale right now, you guys, so do not miss out. You guys can go to loopedlive.com/Snooki and Joey for more details and tickets. We cannot wait to see you.
It's happening.
Stanley Tucci has this new show on the CNN like app. It's called CNN Go. It's called Searching for Italy. And every week he goes to another region of Italy. And I just learned so much. And it's like, I've got the bug again. And I want to like go back there and study food and just like stay, like live there for a little bit. It's like, it's so cheap to have Airbnbs. So guess how much an Airbnb in the center of the city, like a 3-bedroom Airbnb in the center of Rome is a night.
For a night?
Yeah.
$300.
Not even close. It's like $56 for the 3-bedroom apartment. And that's what when
$56 in American dollars?
Yeah, American dollars in like the center of the city. Like it's like living in Soho, like in New York City. It's like,
are you insane? You could definitely live there for a month.
No, I know. So because I went there, when I used to work there, I used to, like, for a 1-bedroom, like, little studio apartment, it was, like, $26 or, like, $36. So I was like, why not just pay?
What?
Because I had an allotment for $150 a night for my job. So I was like, why not? So I was just to get, like, a 4-bedroom apartment and just put my bedroom, put my clothes in each bedroom and just see it by myself anyway. I said, why not get a bigger place if it's, you know, whatever. So it's like, you, for, like, $50, you can get a 3-bedroom apartment and on Airbnb there. It's so cheap to go there. And the food's like,
you know, like
a fancy restaurant, like a thing of macaroni, a plate of macaroni that normally would be like $22 here is like $10 there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's why like Italy is, or, and I think anywhere really in Europe is like that, that you can get like cheap Airbnbs and the food is cheap. So it's just getting there is the problem. But again, and I also, you want to make sure that, you know, everything's safe and you can actually go out and enjoy yourself while you're there.
Right.
But yeah, the show is fabulous. Check it out. It's called, Searching Italy with Stanley Marie Tucci, and it's really just giving me the old the European bug again, and all over that. What else is going on? How's your store going?
Can we jump into celeb gossip? Because I know that there is news about Lady Gaga.
Oh my God.
And it's very sad, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on, but supposedly Lady Gaga, you know, she has a dog walker that walks her doggy, and her dog walker ended up getting shot, and then they stole her freaking dog. Like, shot. What goes on?
Well, yep. And did you get the video I sent you? It's horrific and graphic.
No, I didn't watch it because I got nervous. But you know, you can talk about it.
Okay. So TMZ obtained dramatic, upsetting video of the actual confrontation between the shooters, Lady Gaga Stallwalker, and the two shooters. And the surveillance shows Ryan Fisher, who's their dog walker, who's been like watching her dogs, and he's all over social media with her dogs. I guess he's like the dog nanny. And she's in Rome right now filming a film. It's funny I said. She's staying in a $56 a night place in Rome right now filming a movie. And so she has her three dogs.
Oh, what movie?
I don't know. I'm excited to find out, though. Maybe she's playing a Veter. So the dog's names are Koji, Miss Asia, and I can't find the other one's name. And Gustav, pardon. So three dogs. The guy's walking them at, like, around 10 o'clock at night in LA. And a car pulls up, a white sedan pulls up, gets out of the car, and starts scuffling and grabbing the dogs from the guy, and he's screaming at the. It's very upsetting to play it, but
who does that? Who the fuck does that?
And then he's screaming, "Help! Help!" It's just horrible. We're gonna play it. I mean, I know that it is a little gruesome. We're gonna try to be more upbeat right after this, but this is really what happened. She wanted this video out there so people can identify who they are, how what's actually happening, because she wants her fucking dogs back, and she wants these people in prison. Here, without further ado, the car is pulling up. And stopping, getting out.
Oh my God. Absolutely terrible.
Now they grab the dogs. One dog runs away.
Turn it off. It's graphic.
Okay. No, it's horrible. So the two people. Who shoots a fucking person in the chest for a dog, first of all?
Oh my God.
So the two dogs got kidnapped by there's two people got out of the car, and the driver drove away with them. And then the one other dog, Miss Asia, ran to the dog walker's side, who's dying on the street, and ran to him. And now the other two dogs are obviously missing. And the guy, I don't know how he got shot four times in the chest, and he's alive still. Thank God.
Oh, thank God. He had an angel with him.
Absolutely. Because there's no way in hell. And so then you'll hear later, I'm bleeding out. They shot me in the lungs. He's like screaming. He's screaming this at the top of his lungs. And no one like ran to his side automatically. But there's like people screaming out the windows. We're calling the cop. You know, we're calling. It's just how fucking scary. In the middle of like a residential area, that just happens.
Oh, I hope they catch these fuckers.
Well, because I got put a want out for $500,000 for the dogs returned. Yes. But it's like people, they're going to go to prison for murder because she got their dog back. Who's going to say like, okay, I'll come clean, but don't arrest me. You just give me the $500,000 and not get me in trouble. But they're murderers. So it's like,
did they know it was Gaga's dog or just random?
They're saying that they didn't know, but they're also that it doesn't have anything to do with her, that they're in high demand. These dogs are French bulldogs and they're in high demand. And that's what a lot of people are doing like that. But also it makes sense that because he's like very publicized with those dogs. So maybe they're doing this for a reward or like a ransom type thing. Maybe no.
Well, I'm surprised her dogs don't have trackers. Like, she doesn't have a tracker chip in her dog. She has
No, the tracker chips, I figured out how those work. The tracker chips is if someone finds a dog and they can track them and find out who they belong to, but they can't show them where they are.
Oh, like a GPS?
It's not like a GPS. It's like a thing, like a tag.
Well, it should be now. I know. Because people are doing this.
Oh, my God. We should have
mentioned. Can you imagine? People think they think they're so slick stealing other people's dogs.
Yeah,
and then it's like, bitch, we know exactly where you are.
I don't know why it doesn't have a tracking device. I always thought that's what it was as well. Calm down,
same.
But it's just if a dog goes missing and they bring it to the pound or to the cops, they can scan it and be like, oh, this belongs to Sally, Sally Marie.
Prayers for a speedy recovery. This is a terrible, terrible, situation, and I really hope Gaga finds her dogs. I'm sure she's devastated. That's a horrible thing to go through. And I hope we find these fuckers and they go to fucking jail forever.
Can you imagine shooting someone in the chest? Like, shoot them in the foot. Like, what do you, you're going to try to kill someone for a fucking dog?
Ugh, trash. I can't disgusting people.
Now, Gaga's all the way in Italy. And I'm not sure if she's going to come right home or like what's happening, but it's like, prayers for Ryan Fisher and his family to that he makes a full recovery. He's, you know, he's in the hospital still, but he's looking to make a recovery. It says,
oh yeah. Wait, hold on. I think my baby escaped. Oh, you escaped. He was in his cage. How did you escape? Say hi to our friend. Say mama.
Tim,
oh my God. He escaped, you guys. All right. All right, so let's continue to celebrity gossip then.
Wait,
since we're here.
I'm going to open a snap from Tim. It's a purple one. It's going to talk, I think.
Stop it. Ew, Joey, there's a baby here.
He was drinking a drink and put it down on the table.
You liar.
I swear to God, he's in a ski outfit. He's skiing at a ski lodge.
Really? Because it sounds like he's a jerk in his beach.
No, he just took his skis off and he's like, ah.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
Angelo, your ears.
Hi, baby.
Baby, your ears.
Hi, Joey.
So Angelo's obsessed with Joey. Angelo's just obsessed with all guys. If he sees any guy, you have to hold him for like 10 hours. He's so dramatic.
Speaking of peach deals, Jonathan Bennett, Aaron Samuels from Clueless.
Ew, I can't believe you sent me this. I almost gagged. From Clueless. I hate seeing wieners.
Wait, what's it to from? From
Mean Girls. Mean Girls. What's his name?
Aaron Samuels.
Yes.
So Jonathan Bennett, who plays Aaron Samuels in Mean Girls, he's been an out and proud queer for many, many moons now. And he's like a boyfriend. They're married or something. Anyway, I knew about this because someone in Fire Island in a pool party told me that he had a big dick. And
oh my God, Angela.
Someone slept with him and, you know, everyone just knows, like in the gay community, everyone just knows the size of everyone's dick. So I knew he had a big one from rumors from the queen that told me in the pool in Fire Island. But then yesterday or the other day, I guess he was bathing poolside, nude
naked in the nude
bathing, having a glass of having a espresso, and then he's like he took a picture of his feet in the pool, like his feet like laying on a lounge chair and holding up his espresso by the pool. But he didn't realize in the reflection of the espresso glass you can see his whole pishkadil sitting there.
It was really long.
It's very big. A very big, yeah, VPP, a very big.
Wait, so VPP. Did he realize he did that?
He didn't realize until after, like, so, like, people started saying, like, commenting, oh my God, and then he took it down right away. It was a very nice picture. I wouldn't have thought anything. I would have done the same thing.
He's probably so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. He wasn't doing anything gross or weird. He was literally just, like, in his backyard, nude sunbathing, and hey, the martini, what is it called? The espresso cup. And the reflection showed his whole pishka deal. So he saw it. It was on Instagram. He took it right down, obviously. But, you know, people screen grabbed. There could be a lot worse things happen to someone. And, you know.
Wait, so did he do a statement?
And he didn't make a statement. But I think he did, like, jokingly. Like, made a comment about it. But he took it down immediately.
That's so embarrassing.
But you can still find. Just Google Jonathan Bennett dick. And
Joey will put it in his story.
Yeah, I'll put it in my story.
It's happening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We didn't talk about it last week, but Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, they made it official on Valentine's Day last week.
Yes.
And I think it's so cute. Now, apparently the Blink-182 drummer and the Poosh owner, Courtney Marie, they have been friends for many, many moons. And they recently linked up at Chris Kardashian's Palm Springs palatial mansion, where they both were hanging out. I guess he's been a neighbor of the in the Calabasas area for many, many moons. And so they've been like friends, and they're, you know, they're neighbors and friends, but they never really thought about having sex or hooking up. But you know what I think is strange? Do you remember how, like, so now she's with this guy, that's fine. And all, she's like, you know, she likes kind of like all different kinds of guys. And he just seems like he's like a cool guy anyway. And he probably has his tripod in his pants because he dates all these models and stuff like that. And I don't think he's that.
Oh my God.
So you know, he's got a big one.
Sick.
And Scott is dating some, I don't know even who it is. He's dating some like 12-year-old model again. And I just think it's funny that he just dyed his hair out of nowhere, bleached it, and now he dyed it hot pink. I think he's having a little identity crisis because Travis Barker's like all like tattooed it up and like.
Yes, he's probably like, oh my God, he's probably so pissed off right now.
He's probably like, what can I do to get her attention?
Yeah.
So he dyed his hair hot pink. It's like.
What a sin.
I know, he's going to probably start getting like little tattoos and stuff.
Yeah, and then he's going to start taking drum lessons.
Drum lessons and little nose piercing. Stop. And try to like so Courtney likes him again. I just thought it was really funny and like weird that, and even she's, I think what's exciting about it, like I know she's always herself, but you know how boys influence you, like when you're dating them, like, you know, like if you like listen to certain kind of music, they start listening to, and you're kind of like,
yeah, she's going to turn like a little like, punk girl.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see her like little twist on herself, but just, you know, a little bit like more fun and fearless fashion.
Maybe yes.
Start wearing like, you know, spiked heel. I don't know, like fun stuff. And I'm excited to see how the relationship.
She'll get some tattoos. Maybe she'll get a sleeve. She would look so hot with a sleeve.
Yeah. Maybe. So I'm excited to see how her relationship style blooms with this. And, you know,
yeah.
How the two of them go good together. I'm excited about that.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Speaking of style, do you know that? No, wait, am I a millennial? No, you're a millennial.
I'm a millennial, yes. Are you a boomer?
No, I'm not 60. Poppy's a boomer. I'm a Gen X, I think. And
no, a Gen X is younger than us.
Gen Z is the new one.
Oh, okay.
Gen X, it was me.
It's so confusing.
Me, anyway. Apparently, the Gen Zs, the TikTokers, they all said that side parts and skinny jeans are out, no more. Now you're a fashion boutique owner. What do you say to this? Now, do you notice skinny jeans out?
I feel like skinny jeans will never be out, and just like I feel. Maybe because it's the millennial in me, but bell bottoms would never be out for me. Like I love bell bottoms. And I feel like I just love when the 90s stuff comes back because you know, we grew up in the 90s. So when it comes back, like bell bottoms, scrunchies, I still wear scrunchies to this day. Like all that shit. I just love the style of the 90s.
Same here. And what do you think about a side part?
I love side parts.
Yeah, apparently that's only for old ladies. And the young girl said, if you don't have a hip middle part, you're not in anymore. So now everyone on TikTok saying like, what do you mean? Like, I'm out. But it's like, you know, what are the kids wearing now? I think they're wearing those boyfriend jeans. Those like men's or mom jeans where they're like, just like.
Oh, like the high waist ones that are baggy.
They're baggy and high waist. Again, like the button, they wear them, those big fucking white sneakers.
Oh my God. The white sneakers.
Like, what am I supposed to wear with, when I go out to dinner, a pair of baggy jeans with a kitten heel?
Just wear bell bottoms with your side part and a scrunchie. Sock them.
And my teacher shoes.
Yeah. Oh my, I hate his teacher shoes, you guys. So anytime, like when me and Joey aren't going out, he's like wearing like regular sneakers and he's like, you know, normal. But anytime we're going to go out to dinner or we're going to, you know, we're just going out somewhere where he has to look nice. He puts on these loud ass fucking teacher shoes and he's walking around my house. It's echoing. I'm like, why are you stomping? You wait, stomp. You remember?
So wait, we were at Nicole's. Oh yeah. So Nicole was having like, Nicole and I were having like friends over and Gianni was having friends over. So Gianni has, the guys were downstairs with his friends and we were upstairs with the girls. And like, they're all downstairs. All of a sudden Gianni comes upstairs and Nicole, what the fuck are you wearing those high heels for in front of my friends? He's like, you're in your house.
He goes, why are you trying to look cute in front of my friends and wear the high heels?
it was my shoes walking around the top of the floor.
I go, Joey, you were stomping around and you were so loud.
He thought Nicole was trying to look sexy for his friends and like wear high heel shoes upstairs.
She's like, why are you wearing heels? Dumbass.
So they make noises when I walk, but
noises? It's a freaking earthquake.
So I'm excited to wear those again. Oh, see, Squishy liked it.
Yeah, he's laughing. He's a hot mess.
What else did I see? Did you see the new, speaking of high heel shoes, did you see the pictures of Khloe Kardashian for her new campaign for Good American? And her feet.
Is it on her page? Because I will look right now.
Yes, it is. It's on her page, and there's a picture of her with her high heel shoes. Like, it's a new camera angle, and it looks like her feet and her hands are stretched like dinosaurs. It looks crazy. But anyway, besides that, she has this huge, like, 38 carat diamond engagement ring on her ring finger. So I'm like, is she secretly engaged to Tristan Marie?
Oh, she looks like a model in this.
I know. Look how hot she looks.
Oh my God.
And did you see that ring? It's like an ice skating rink on her finger.
Holy shit.
I know. So if you haven't looked now, go over to Khloe Kardashian's page and check it out. She's wearing a huge engagement ring.
Her body looks phenomenal. She looks so good.
Yeah, she did a good job.
You get it, Coco. Oh, speaking of losing the weight, Joey. So, you know, obviously we had COVID. I lost almost 6 pounds. Joey lost 20 pounds and he sent me a picture of himself and he looks so skinny and your waist is tiny and you don't have a tummy. You just look really fucking skinny.
Oh, thank you. Cause I can't eat. I have the desire to eat. Like when you can't taste anything, there's really no point in eating.
There's no point.
It's like, I guess like having SEX without any feeling.
Why are you spelling it?
Cause you have a kid there.
He's a baby.
Oh, so I have lost weight and I've been trying all different outfits on when you're home with the COVID. I haven't seen a single soul yet. Isn't that weird? For 3 weeks, I haven't seen a single soul except when Leah drops her shit off in the little window, in the little door. And then I have to wait till the other door shuts.
Yeah, that's weird. But isn't that your dream? Sometimes you don't like being around people.
Well, no, I always like that, but it's just strange. And I wonder with my PCSD, I don't know who I'm going to see first.
You'll probably see Lear first.
Hopefully. She got the vaccine.
Get it, girl.
I want a vaccine. Should I? You don't have any at your house?
Yeah. They're in my freezer. Come on over.
I want to talk about my audition. I'm nervous about it.
You guys, so I
it's really happening.
So, oh, it's happening. Please don't fuck it up. I'm gonna
No, you just have to mess up and
you, where are you from? So, you guys, I'm coming out with a new show and I have to audition people because I'm gonna have other people on my show. And of course, I had to get Joey in there because he's a celebrity comedian, makeup artist, and he has to be on my show because, you know, I want people on my show that are fun. But I'm also comfortable with them and we vibe. Obviously, I vibe with Joey. You're my best friend. So Joey got the audition and he got the email and it's going to be over Zoom. And I don't know how it's going to work. But if you don't kill it and bring it, bitch, and you don't get this, I'm going to be so pissed.
I know. I've never did a real audition before. Like I've had like things before where they like, you know.
I'm embarrassed.
Do you think you're going to be there?
Yes, your audition. It's a chemistry test. So I am
me and you and other people.
No, I think it's just me and you just talking about like topics and stuff. And what was I going to say? I wanted to ask you, are you going to have a cocktail before to loosen up?
Sure. Oh my God.
Anytime like I do. Oh my God. What is my accent? Right now, anytime I do something where I'm uncomfortable and I know I'm a little nervous, I make sure I have like a glass of wine before, you know, to get the jitters out. So I definitely recommend that you have a glass of wine or a bottle.
Because I don't want to stutter, because like me stuttering on our podcast is funny because everyone knows it doesn't matter because it's just our podcast. I mean, not that it's just our podcast, but it's like, you know, people, this is a safe space.
Are you kidding? Our podcast is number one.
I know, but people are, it's a safe space where I can stutter and no one's going to you know, fire me for it. But this, I have to like make sure that I'm speaking eloquently and people can understand what I'm saying.
Oh, you guys, this is for like a big network. This is like a legit show. So I'm really, I feel like I'm going to see Joey and we're just going to start cracking up. Like, this is so embarrassing.
But the trick is, and I was thinking about this, just have, you know, of course we're going to have good chemistry, but just all you have to do is for the other people that you're interviewing with, you have to bomb and like, be like, oh, we just didn't have the chemistry. I don't think.
I'd be like, I hated everyone, but Joey.
Yeah. No, but we still need other people. So it's like, can't just be me and you, but yeah. It's like, just with the other people, after like the other people, like they put another chubby gay in front of you, just be like, ooh, you know, it didn't really work. But, you know, I'm going to try my best and hopefully I guess wish me luck. And I can't wait to announce it if it finally happens. But if I don't get the job, I'll be doing Snoopy's hair and makeup and painting.
Yeah, so how embarrassing, you guys. Joey really wants the job. I want him to get it. But say he doesn't get it. And then he's just stuck backstage doing my makeup when he's looking at all the people that could have been him.
Could have been me.
I missed my shot.
I know. I'll be
so embarrassing.
But I think I'll be good. I think that.
Same. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Don't be nervous. And you're literally just talking to me and we should be good. You're embarrassing.
Do you still have phlegm coming up?
So everyone's asking me because I guess phlegm is like a huge symptom with everyone. I hardly have any phlegm.
I do.
I didn't have any phlegm.
It keeps coming out. It means it's like getting out of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's coming up my interview. So I got to start practicing scenarios and quick.
You should take an improv class.
I should.
And go. Brr, brr.
Red leather, yellow leather. What else do I want to tell you?
Hey.
Oh, I heard a sex story. A man, his name is, he's an Oklahoma man. It's really gross, but it's just like, if this was a real show, I can't wait till they make a movie out of it. Lawrence Paul Anderson, 42, allegedly stabbed his neighbor, Andrea Lynn Bakeship, 41, to death in her home on Friday. He then went back to his house and fed his family, the woman's heart.
With potatoes.
And then he killed.
Wait, did the family know it was the girl's heart?
No. He cooked Blankship's heart with potatoes and fed to his family, and released the demons. And Blankship then murdered the grandfather and the granddaughter. Hold on, where does it say?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he murdered an old man and the old man's granddaughter, the 4-year-old girl. And then he stabbed someone in the lady in the eyes. And now he's back. He just got out of prison. He was in prison for 20 years for guns and drugs. And then he just got out and he did this.
And then he did that.
Now he was going back and now he wants a death penalty. He says, please don't give me bail. Just kill me, Your Honor. So he obviously is sick in the head.
Freak.
And that's why I started my new cooking show for cannibals. And I can prepare humans with much better things than just potatoes and falafel. Pesto. He just served it up with potatoes.
You're a sick fuck. I wanted to talk about also, you guys, Joey ended up texting me and he was really upset. And he was like, I'm being cyber bullied. Something's happened.
But I'm afraid to talk about this. Because what if I get killed?
You won't get killed. So Joey and one of our podcasts, Joey was talking about Nicki Minaj and like saying all this stuff. And out of nowhere, I guess one of Nicki Minaj's, what do they call themselves? Barbs. They ended up posting the audio from one of our episodes on Instagram. And ever since, Joey has been getting cyberbullied by the Barbs and they're not happy. So this is your moment to, you know, talk to them.
What do I say to him? I said that I like Nicki Minaj. I don't like Nicki Minaj. I like Cardi B better. And that's basically the gist of what I said. And they don't like that. So I'm getting death threats. They're saying
Joey had to turn off his comments on one post.
Yeah. They calling me a faggot. They said, I hope your lungs collapse, die faggot.
Oh my God.
And then they're saying all this voodoo stuff, saying that I'm part of the voodoo that Nicki Minaj put voodoo on me. That's why I have COVID. And
oh my God. So my question is, how long is this going to last? Like, are they going to bully you for the rest of your life?
Until I die, probably.
Yeah.
Until they kill, until the one of the voodoo people gets me killed.
Oh my God. Barbs are no
I don't think I feel that strongly about any singer. Do you?
What do you mean?
Do you feel want to kill someone for it?
No. First of all, I would never wish death on someone because I feel like that's awful and that's terrible karma. But you know, in my younger days, I would probably be a stan for like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
But I would never wish death on someone. Oh, it's, so
it's,
crazy.
It's happening all day long. So there's that.
You've made it.
Thank you. Chrissy Teigen has also made it. Wait, you think someone's going to show up to my house?
Oh my God, no, Joey, you're fine.
Chrissy Teigen had, okay, remember Chrissy Teigen, when the president, the new president started working there, she tweeted, you know, please follow me, President Joe Biden, because the last president blocked me for 4 years. So then Joe Biden, when he first got the POTUS thing, he followed Chrissy Teigen famously. And then Chrissy actually asked him to stop following her because she can't post anything because the president's watching her. She wants to be able to be herself and show her boobs and say curse words and do funny things and while out, but she feels it's inappropriate to do if the president's following her. So she asked politely if he'd unfollow her, and he followed suit and did. He unfollowed her.
How crazy. I know. They're like besties.
Well, you and Obama were besties, correct?
Obama, you guys remember when I said I was going to run for president because I was mad that he put a tax on tanning?
Online.
The good old days, man. The good old days.
I have one more story written down here. Mr. Potato Head is non-binary. They
who?
Mr. Potato Head. I'm sorry, Potato.
The toy?
Potato Head. Yeah, I can't say Ms. or Mr. They're non-gendered now because it's not right. They changed their name. They're no more Mr. Potato or Mrs. Potato Head. It's just Potato Head now. And it comes with, you know, you can't buy, you know, the genders, you can't buy gender accessories anymore. It's all just, anyone can wear whatever they want.
So it doesn't come with, like, say, like, you can't come with eyelashes, but then have like a mustache. Like it doesn't come with a boy or girl stuff.
I don't know. Hasbro is here it goes.
Hasbro, I love Hasbro, by the way.
Has launched to create your Potato Head family kit. Oh, you get two parents and two babies and made for modern families. And you can put whatever accessories any which way you want. You can make a half lady eye with man. It's, you know, there's no wrong way to dress up your potato now. Create your
I like that.
Yeah, create your potato family kit with two potato parents and a potato baby. Sorry, only one baby. The kit was for modern families featuring a variety of makeups, including same-sex potato parents. It's great, I think. I think it's more to show the family. I think to show that there's any dynamic with families.
Right.
And, you know, and the kids can wear whatever, and people can wear whatever they want. So it's like, you know, you can make two mommies, two daddies, a mom and a dad, a boy baby, a girl baby. You can kind of mix it up to whatever you want. And it's about the modern family. I think it's a cute thing.
Well, it's a step in the right direction. And I love Hasbro because literally all my toys are from Hasbro. And I just love their brand. So good on you, mate.
And that's all I have for today.
Oh, I feel like I wanted to say something and I totally forgot.
Well, think about it.
Our Cabana show came out. Oh. And you guys, it's streaming right now on Discovery Plus, and it's really, really cute. And Joey did my makeup flawlessly. And it's just a really cute show. And I'm hoping, because it's with HGTV, but it's on Discovery Plus, which, you know, they stream HGTV and all that stuff. I'm hoping that eventually, you know, I can actually do a full show of me doing, you know, flip shows or something like that again. Because I really enjoyed it. And I feel like this year, I'm just ready to fucking work. You know, like I want to do shows and I want Joey to do a show with me.
Yes.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. And I'm putting everything out in the universe because I miss working and I miss making TV. And I'm just ready I'm ready to come back and kill it for you guys. So let's do this shit.
Did you know that? Did you know that there was that Kim Kardashian has a record out?
A record?
A jam, Turn It Up by Kim Kardashian.
When did she make that?
Years ago, but I have the exclusive.
Oh my God.
It's called okay. Jam Turn It Up, and you can get it exclusively on Kanye West's new record label.
R.I.P. to their marriage. Wait, you know they tried to make it work.
I can make a prediction.
Sure, please do.
And we all know how I feel about this. The said person I'm about to talk about. I have a feeling, and I know it's not a good thing. I just have a feeling that there's going to be some kind of mental game, mental warfare against the children. I think that he's going to try to brainwash the kids against the wife.
Oh my God, I hope not.
I might as well. I'm just saying, I have a feeling that because he's a little Looney Tune, I have a feeling that he's going to like brainwash the kids and they're going to have a remorse against the mother, like when they're teenagers. They're going to be like, she was so self-absorbed and my father was the only way. Like, I think that Northwest is going to side with Kanye West more than he is with Kim Kardashian West. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, all right. Well, you heard it here first. That's his prediction.
Prediction, yeah. That Northwest is going to, you know, side with her dad, and it's if it ever came to that. I don't know. I don't. You know, I'm not talking about kids or anything. I'm just saying. I think that we all know. I think she's an
animal. Ew, clear your throat.
Pardon. but I just had a little prediction happening. But yeah, she was seen on the town the other day with a green dress on, eating at a Japanese restaurant. Okay. She's doing just fine.
Beautiful. You're stupid. All right. Well, this has been lovely, you guys.
What's it called?
So make sure you guys guess for our live show. Again, it's March 12th, 8 p.m. Make sure you're there. Tickets are $12 right now, and then they're going to go up. But we're also doing meet and greets, so you can chat with me and Joey and, you know, do one-on-ones. You guys can go to loopedlive.com/Snooki and Joey. Grab your tickets. It's going to be a shit show, and we are so excited. But yeah, thanks for listening to us, squirrels, our crusaders. We love you, and we're so happy to get back into the world, and we're very thankful that we have survived COVID, and we're going to move on from this.
It's happening!
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.